oil is selling at $124 a barrel. That's enough to make you mighty rich if you're selling this stuff, that is. And Venezuela is selling a lot of it, more, in fact, than any other country in the Western Hemisphere. The revenues from oil exports have enabled President Hugo Chavez to fund social programs for the poor. But many Venezuelans wonder why the country's economy is still in shambles and why roads, schools, and agriculture are not benefiting from all that oil money. The World's Lorne Madelon reports from Caracas.
Betty Briseño pulls into a state-run gas station in Caracas and asks the attendant to fill her car.
Buenas tardes, señor. Lleno de 95, por favor.
A minute later, Briseño's 10-gallon tank is full.
How much did it cost to fill up your car?
3.4 bolivares. That's about a dollar. Gas here is cheaper than water.
And Venezuela's leader, Hugo Chavez, has just said he has no plans to raise gas prices. The state sells gas at a loss domestically because it would be political suicide for Chavez to do otherwise. State and municipal elections are coming up in November, elections which opposition-funded polls suggest may not go well for the president's Socialist Party. Many Venezuelans, including some Chavez supporters, are concerned about a 30% inflation rate and food shortages. They wonder why, cheap gas aside, a country with billions of dollars in monthly oil revenues is still struggling economically.
Any government with that amount of money, if they invested wisely in the country, could put a remedy to all sorts of things, and he would be highly popular.
Alberto Corradi is an energy analyst and the former head of Shell in Venezuela. He notes that, yes, under Chavez, Venezuela has tripled its spending on social programs for the poor. But Corradi argues that those programs amount to handouts, designed to give people the illusion that Chavez is fixing their problems. Marcel Grenier agrees. He is staunchly anti-Chavez. His television station's license was revoked last year after Chavez accused the station of undermining Venezuela's socialist revolution. Grenier says Chavez wants to perpetuate dependence on the state rather than promote broad-based development.
It's much easier to control an impoverished population that depends totally on your largesse than to develop a country.
Some argue that Chavez has even failed to develop Venezuela's cash cow, the state-owned oil company Petroleos de Venezuela, or PDVSA. Chavez has fired thousands of PDVSA employees who were deemed counter-revolutionary. He replaced them with loyalists, many of whom have no oil industry experience. Analysts say PDVSA has become highly inefficient, failing to maintain the country's refineries or fund exploitation of proven oil reserves. And critics allege Chavez has drawn cash from PDVSA's coffers to fund pet projects on a whim. But economist Jose Paiva says Chavez is only following in the footsteps of previous Venezuelan leaders. And Paiva says previous administrations also mismanaged oil revenues.
So I don't support Chavez, I don't support the opposition because they will do the same thing. I mean, who nationalized the oil industry? It wasn't Chavez.
Paiva says it was the previous governments, dominated for 40 years by two parties that most Venezuelans considered elitist and corrupt. Paiva says those parties were no different than Chavez in perpetuating dependence on the state and its oil money rather than using that revenue to fund broad-based development. Last year, Venezuela demanded majority stakes in four major oil projects under foreign control and demanded a doubling of oil royalties from foreign companies. The companies were told they could keep minority interests, not least because Venezuela still needs outside expertise. The deal was accepted by most foreign companies, still lured by rising oil profits. But the unilateral move was rejected by ExxonMobil and ConocoPhillips, which left, as did other non-oil investors, taken aback by Chavez's strident tone.
Yo soy un verdadero revolucionario.
Chavez tells his supporters that he's a true revolutionary, building socialism in Venezuela.
Para construir en Venezuela el socialismo, el socialismo.
Analysts say, despite the inefficiencies of his socialized, centralized economy, Hugo Chavez and Venezuela will continue to stay afloat economically as long as oil prices remain high. As for his most important foreign client, Chavez says he'll continue to supply oil to the U.S. as long as Washington respects Venezuela's sovereignty. That's a good thing for the United States. The U.S. Government Accountability Office says that a sudden loss in Venezuelan oil would likely slow the U.S. economy further. For The World, I'm Lorne Madelon in Caracas.